Fleet Generators, this is John.
Hi, John. Liesl here. Hey, can you talk to me about some maintenance information for our clients?
Sure.
So I wanted to start with last night, the Grammys were on, and, you know, our book of the year at Leet has, in the last 3 years, become the owner's manual.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. The owner's manuals for your generator is literally going to be your best resource. You want to get familiar with your manual. You want to go by that, not what any electrician, installer, anyone else tells you. That's going to be your main guide. It's why I really stress to our clients to use that resource, have it available. Don't just toss it in the corner. That's going to be kind of your lifeline. So you definitely want to have that ready and you want to know what's in it in accordance to your generator. To me, that's the number one thing. Everything you need to know in a pinch.
The last 3 years, I mean, they've been pretty insane, at times painful. Can you talk about how it used to be before 2017 and what we've learned?
We've learned a lot. We as a company, as well as all our clients in the area, have gone through tons of stuff and we've learned a lot of things, but we've really found that timing and timelines are kind of irrelevant now. Back in the days, it used to be we'd have a good schedule with our clients where they'd see us once or twice a year. Obviously, that kind of went all out the window with one, the fires, two, all the PSPSs that we're going through, and then three, obviously COVID. They're definitely going to see us and need us a lot more than normal. On the maintenance side, they might see us anywhere from, you know, 3 to 4 times a year instead of just once, depending on our situation and what we're working with these days in our area.
Sometimes I've heard techs talk about generators in terms of a road trip.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying, or kind of what we refer to. You know, to break it down, say, before all this kind of mess that we're dealing with, I think, you know, back in 2017, a lot of these personal generators, you know, might kick on for a short power outage for, say, a few handful of hours. Well, to put that in perspective, like, you know, maybe just taking an errand, driving into town, going to the grocery store, and then you come home. Easy on the car, very quick, normal use. Well, nowadays, with what we're seeing in these extended outages, not hours, but days, we're seeing how long they are. And in turn, that's kind of like, instead of just doing a day trip in town and doing your errands, it's more like driving across country or going all the way down to LA nonstop and back. The wear and tear on your generator and how much we're actually using them compared to before all this happened is just incredible. And that's really where the maintenance and a lot of the looking after and being prepared for your generator on your end or the client's end is really going to be beneficial, because it's not just the use it a couple times a year anymore. It's we're really putting these things to work.
It got so bad that we started a Got Oil campaign, because a lot of clients just didn't realize that they actually had to touch their generator. And it became evident very quickly, especially after the 2.4 million outages, that this was a different world.
For us, and what I like to stress a lot for our clients, especially when we're doing training, you know, doing some education. I mean, me, it's oil, oil, oil. The number one thing during an outage, it's very imperative that you keep an eye on your oil and that you're checking it and you're making sure that you're prepared. It's also why I stress a lot to have spare oil and spare filters. The manual is going to have everything that you need per spec. But the biggest thing is, do you have oil?
Some of those air-cooled units, the 20 kW and smaller, I mean, the manual says to check it every day of runtime, every 8 hours.
Yeah, and that's really crucial on the smaller air-cooled units. These air-cooled units definitely will burn oil. We want to make sure you're prepared and that you have everything to kind of, you know, survive through these times on your own until we're able to get to you, because we all know sometimes we can't.